When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Happy birthday to my husband, my cowboy, my preacher, wrapped up all in one. God bless this earth with a kind, loving, thoughtful, hard-working, handsome man who loves me more than I will ever understand. He's a fellow for certain who needs celebrating. Now, you may not know him personally, but as I talk about his endearing qualities, I hope it makes you think of someone in your life for whom you are thankful. It might be your spouse, as it is mine. Perhaps you're thinking of your daddy or a grandma long gone, but still fondly remembered. In our crazy world, we often don't stop and ponder the most important people in our lives. Instead, we take them for granted. He's steady and faithful, home on time. He can back the livestock trailer onto a dime. He's strong and dependable for everything, from opening a stubborn jar lid to heaving a panel over the fence. He calls when he's going to town and he sees if there's anything I need on my grocery list. I get text messages out of the blue just because he was thinking of me. No, he's not perfect, but I'll refrain from broadcasting any of his annoying habits or shortcomings because, in all fairness, I'm pretty sure my imperfections would take longer to recite. We all have them. Unfortunately, those are the things we tend to dwell upon when we live together, transparent and fully human, focusing on what someone is not or what they do that incenses you just blinds us to the worthy soul behind normal differences. My preacher cowboy said it well in a recent sermon. Life would be awful if we were all just alike. Frankly, I'm not sure I want another me under one roof. She'd probably drive me crazy. So I'm glad I get to share my life with one who on many levels is my polar opposite. I think God surely has a sense of humor to match ones like us, who both sharpen and temper the best and worst in one another. Take a long look at the ones you love. Celebrate the things you appreciate. Tolerate the things you abhor. And most importantly, thank God for placing them in your heart and in your home. Visit the Country Gal Corral link on westcentralmoinfo.com and tell me about someone you think needs celebrating. Send me an email, and if we share your story on air, you'll be entered for a chance to receive a free autographed copy of my book, Were You Born in a Barn? This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.